In this lesson, we will develop the integral form of the entropy balance equation for open systems. This equation is long and messy, just like the general form of the first law for open systems. How did we deal with that equation? We simplified it whenever we could, and we're going to do the same thing with the entropy balance for open systems. Now, common simplifications apply for steady-state processes and for SISO processes, that is, processes with only one stream entering and one stream leaving the system. Now, the next most popular simplification applies when the process under consideration is internally reversible. This assumption lets us use the Gibbs equations to derive the mechanical energy balance equation, starting from the first law. Now, in the kinds of processes that make up thermodynamic cycles, changes in kinetic and potential energy are often negligible. This lets us simplify the MEBE, or mechanical energy balance equation, to the form that we will use to analyze all of the polytropic processes that we introduced back in Lesson 7E. The result of this analysis of polytropic processes is a set of equations that will allow us to calculate the non-PV work produced or consumed based only on the pressure, the specific volume, and the temperature of the initial and final states, and the value of delta for the polytropic process. The set of equations will include equations for real fluids and for ideal gases. So, why is this important? Well, in this course, we don't often deal with electrical, magnetic, or any exotic type of work. Basically, we deal with boundary work, PV work, and shaft work. In most open systems, there isn't any boundary work because the size of the system doesn't change. So when we talk about non-PV work, we usually mean shaft work. So the equations we'll develop in this lesson will let us calculate the shaft work for all of our favorite polytropic processes. Now that is so cool because shaft work and heat transfer are the two things that we're most interested in when we analyze an open system. The only catch is that we had to make many assumptions about our processes in order to arrive at these equations. Nonetheless, the results are very, very useful. Well, hopefully I've convinced you that this is one of the most important lessons in the course, so let's dive right in.